Kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown. Ralph Dantino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Greg Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ray Pollock.
Here.
Robert Piper. Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
The meeting is called to order, and just for the record, Dr. Brown is up in Canada. Alderman Vogelsberg is attending an alternate meeting for a foundation she's chairing. And Alderman Piper is also in Ontario, Canada, apparently defecting. So we wish him luck, and we look forward to appointing his replacement soon.
So moved.
We begin tonight's meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. I would kindly ask the astute attorney, who lives locally but practices up north, Kate McCracken, to please lead us in the pledge.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Kate. Item 3A, ladies and gentlemen, is an update regarding the ensuing international, I should say, Mill Race Cycling Classic, brought to us by none other than Mr. Bruce Heidloff and, of course, the good folks at the International Cycling Classic. We have a brief comment from Mr. Evans, and then
yeah,
we also welcome the very well-dressed Mr. Heidloff to the meeting as well.
I just update the council where we've been over the last week, a flurry of activity and getting ready for this first bike race here. Here's the schedule. As you know, Geneva will be the first full day of racing in this 17 race event. And the day will start at 10 o'clock, the first race. And the last race will start between 5:45 and 6 o'clock and go to about 8:15. Here is the current race course and the map that we have. We highlighted the shops and the restaurants in the area. The main stage will be at Franklin and 3rd Street. And the porta-potties will also be located in that general area, along with one at St. Mark's and another one at the 6th Street School on the backside. There's currently, I think, 11 trash receptacles in the area, and we have another 10 that we're going to be placing around the course. So today we received the certificate of insurance for all the for the city and Kane County and the school district, all places that we're using. Sergeant Frieders had completed a detailed barricade plan that we looked at last week, and then I have 35 volunteers, but already Bruce said it's like, is it
59
volunteers. So he's got a whole bunch of them still coming in on his thing. So we have a lot of volunteers being able to fill up. And I said, keep them coming. So the racers, we do have approval for the Geneva High School to use their parking lot. And that's where we have the racers informed where they should be unloading at there. And then the top of the parking deck, we're going to have a reserve sign for any Geneva businesses. And then they'll start on Friday night about 10 p.m. Marking the no parking signs in that area, posting those, and then the race course will begin to be set up somewhere around 6 in the morning. They'll start on 3rd Street and then eventually move around to the neighborhoods, probably more in the 7 or 8 o'clock range. The directional signage then we'll have also put up on Saturday morning that we're basically bringing people in State Street and we're running, putting them down 3rd Street, and we'll be coming in at the south end of 3rd Street is the Metro parking in that area, and then we'll have signs designating that as parking in that area. We also have a number of reserved parking lots to accommodate different groups in that area, and then we already said we have extra trash receptacles out there as well as more porta potties. We already talked about the race begins at 10, and then seeing race officials, which we're going to have some training for each one. Before anybody goes on the course, they'll have the training that about what the protocol, the radio, how to cross, how to take people across the streets on those. Then, as far as Bruce has already actually started tonight, already delivering all the residential flyers, and then tomorrow they'll be doing the business flyers. And this is in addition to City E-Blast that we've had. about the race, and also the opportunity for businesses to make an announcement if they want during the race that they're having some special or whatever. They'll work that in if they get that. You know, I actually asked for those tomorrow to send to me so I can give it to the race organizers. And then if they sponsor a lap prize also, which is a premium that whoever completes the fastest lap on a certain designated, like the 10th lap or the 12th one, whoever finishes first or is in first on that one, they have certain prizes, and if you sponsor that, you'll get additional publicity. And then we had a press release out, and if you've seen any of the Sudden Value stuff or the city newsletter and Geneva Mail are all putting this in here with the websites as a where people can check on things. So anyway, that was just a quick summary. If there's any questions or thing details.
Alderman Singer has a question. Mr. Evans.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Paul, are the sponsors of the race providing the need for any injuries that may take place as far as first aid being provided? Or
they have a person that's a retired fireman or off-duty fire person that is an EMT-trained person, okay, is their safety director, too. And so he's initially on the course. If there's something that happens, he is trained to do that. And obviously, if it goes beyond that, then we would call the fire department as a regular call. But they won't be on – the fire department won't be staffed there like the police will be. It'll just be a regular call. And the initial response will be by race organizers. They have somebody, medical-type people on board. And they also talk about doctors that volunteer their time also for them.
Now, are we not also providing two police officers?
Yes.
They are going to be strategically located somewhere along the course.
Yeah.
Yet decided?
I don't know that plan. I know there's going to be between two and three available on that day, and I don't know right now. The plan is not that they have to be stationed in any one particular place, so they're able to circulate around and determine if there's any problems, or if they need, like we have, to get one of the churches out or something like that for parking, they may want to direct traffic at that time or oversee that operation, you know. So, but other than that, I think they'll be pretty free to roam around the course and just handle whatever they need to during the day.
I expect that they'll be in complete communication with whoever is
correct
handling that
the,
part of the
sergeant
function.
Sergeant Frieders will have one of the radios, and then he'll obviously be in contact with his crew, too.
Okay.
So we'll be in good radio contact throughout.
Very good. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Mr. Singer. Anyone else from the dais? Any questions or comments for Mr. Evans? Anyone from the audience? The camera's not showing the audience, but there's probably 1,000 people here tonight. So this is very
just waiting for the race.
Waiting for commentary. Mr. Heideloff, do you have anything else you'd like to add to Mr. Evans' presentation?
No.
Come on up anyways. What the heck? We miss you.
No, he covered everything pretty good.
And this is Bruce Heideloff, ladies and gentlemen, watching at home, the proprietor of Milray Cyclery and the genius behind this event. And you are looking forward to Saturday, and things are moving along swimmingly?
They are. Yes, they are.
Not to use mixed metaphors, but that's good.
It's going to be a busy week.
Yeah, I bet it is. And I've seen a lot of publicity around the area. It's been good. The website looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
So very exciting.
I hear you're riding a bike, right?
No, that would be a misinformation you received from Fox News, probably. But no. How's the commentary from the businesses and homeowners?
It's been really pretty positive.
Good.
There are a couple that aren't for it, but everybody I run into, like, I think it's great.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of buzz on the street that people are looking forward to entertaining and hopefully hosting a lot of the folks who come to watch. So that's great news.
Well, thanks.
Anyone from the dais? Comments or questions from Mr. Heideloff? Great. Thank you, gentlemen, for the update.
Thank you.
See you Saturday, if not before. Item 4, ladies and gentlemen, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items, which of course includes all items, marked with an asterisk, are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one simple motion.
Move approval. Second.
Hill makes the motion, and Mr. Marks makes the second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Look at that, Kate. How's that? You're still nervous, aren't you?
Hi, Kate.
You're welcome.
No, not Kate.
We're down to new business, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone from the audience?
No, no, no.
Of course we do. We got to pay the bills. That is new business. We haven't paid those in months. New bills. Item number 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk.
Bills for payment total $1,957,377.53.
So moved to pay the bills as read.
Second.
Ooh, Flanagan motions to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website. That second, we're going to have to share the wealth and go with Pollack on that. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously to pay the bills. We are down now to item 13, new business. Anybody from the dais? I just want to begin by thanking Alderman Maladra for chairing the meeting last week. I actually watched the meeting rebroadcast. I laughed. I cried. Very well done. Very well done. And I also want to join the community in welcoming back one of Geneva's very own soldiers, U.S. Army Specialist Mike O'Dell, who's back in town from 280 days of combat in Afghanistan. So we welcome Michael back to his family. Anyone else? Mrs. McKittrick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to, since we do have time, just to...
well, don't blow it.
Express a happy birthday to Alderman Flanagan tomorrow.
Ooh!
Again?
Thank you.
Again.
Wow. Still, I really look forward to birthdays.
Fantastic.
That's why you
Thank
couldn't
you.
Play
Thank
golf.
You.
Well, you're young for your age, Dorothy.
That's the reason why I couldn't play golf.
If there's no other new business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Hill. Wow. Seconded by the Energizer Bunny, Alderman Singer. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Any questions?